Casualty Ward, Dr. Lindsay speaking. Yes, I see. Yes, I've got it. Right, we'll be ready. Sounds like one for the night surgeon.
Night Surgeon, dynamic dramas set against the background of a great city hospital.
What were you saying, Bart? I can't hear a thing with all this noise.
Oh, it's a bit quieter over here. I was saying, I don't know whether you'd call this a garden party. It's more like a fete, isn't it?
Who cares? It's for the hospital, Bart.
Ah, ta-da!
Oh, what's the matter with you?
Well, you mentioned the hospital. All loyal employees should salute.
I refuse to salute. It's enough that I let you drag me to this do of Lydia Rich's.
Ironically enough, Lydia isn't.
Isn't what?
Rich. Well, despite her name, she and her husband just struggle along like the rest of us. But she's a tireless charity worker. As witness this garden party come fate or what have you.
I suppose you'll have to spend some money. Buy some inedible cakes or some sickly jam or something.
Well, if we find a knock-em stall, I'll throw a ball at something and win you a fabulous Cupid doll.
Strange as it might seem, I think I can live the rest of my life without a Cupid doll.
Uh-huh. I suspect a deep Freudian significance. You're probably an axe murderer.
You mean you didn't know?
Sue! Sue Powell!
Somebody calling me?
What on earth are you doing here, Sue? Don't tell me you have money to spend.
Well, well, if it isn't the long arm of the law. And if it comes to that, what are you doing here, eh?
Oh, just snooping for pickpockets and such. Routine, you know. Well, hi, Sue. Long time no see.
Well, that's your fault. Oh, do you know about Lindsay?
No, I don't think I do. How do you do?
Bart, this is Ray Burbage. Or I should say Detective Constable Burbage.
How do you do?
A detective, huh? Well, there goes my chance of pinching a pot of jam from one of the stalls.
Oh, Ray will be on you like a hawk. Jam stealers are his speciality. Well, the last time I saw you, Ray, you were going to take me to lunch. What happened?
Well, you know how it is, Sue. Things come up. Besides, it looks as though you might have been busy anyway.
Busy? Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean Bart. Oh, don't worry about him. He's just a doctor at the hospital. He means nothing.
Oh, pardon me while I sink into the ground.
In that case, it looks as though I'm stuck with you, doesn't it?
Well, I've heard of a lunch invitation put a little better than that, I'm sure.
Lunch? Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's a date. But I'll have to ring you and let you know what day.
Oh, goodbye, lunch. Oh, well.
How are you both enjoying this affair?
No, we're not. And we have to shove off soon. Well, we only came because we felt we should show the flag, this being a hospital fund thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it should raise a few hundred, I'd say. People are throwing money around, all right. Oh, hello, there's the husband.
I didn't expect him to show up.
What husband?
Lydia Richards, Stuart Richards. Is he? The sad-looking coot over there?
Uh-huh. Oh, I wonder what makes him so sad.
Oh, he's crazy. I suppose that would make anybody sad to be crazy.
Crazy? What do you mean?
Well, he's always telling us...
Oh, no, I'd better not talk about it. The police business and all that.
Oh, now you've made me curious.
Oh, that sounds like our cue to go. Come along, Sue.
Okay. Nice to have met you, Bart. See you again, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Sue, I'll call you about that lunch date, and that's a promise.
See you do.
Oh, excuse me, nurse.
Oh, yes.
I want to talk to someone.
What about? Wait a minute. Haven't I seen you somewhere?
I don't know. I don't remember you, but...
Oh, yes. It was at the garden fete a couple of days ago. You're Mr. Rich, aren't you?
Oh, that's right. But I still can't remember meeting you.
You didn't. You were pointed out to me. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, it's about my wife. She's been brought in here.
Mrs. Rich? She's in the hospital?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I didn't know. What's the matter with her?
She fell down some stairs at home.
Oh, dear. Badly hurt?
Hurt? Oh, no, not this time, I'm glad to say. They tell me she'll be all right.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Well, please don't run away from me. I can't get anybody to stand still long enough to talk to me.
I'm not running away. But what's your problem? You're not hurt too, are you?
Oh, not exactly. Not physically, that is.
I don't understand.
I want to talk to one of the doctors. A good one. One of the senior men, you understand? Someone with a good knowledge of psychiatry would be best.
Oh, well, there's Dr. Morgan, of course. He's in charge of the night staff and he's very highly qualified.
Well, splendid.
What do you want to see him about?
You're not supposed to ask that, are you?
I meant, was it about yourself or about your wife?
Oh, about me? I think I'm going mad, you know.
What?
Well, I suppose I shouldn't be talking to you like this, seeing you're only a nurse, but I want you to understand the urgency of the matter.
Oh, of course, but...
Yes, yes, but... I don't mind just for myself. I could be locked up, but, well, that doesn't matter. It's Lydia, you see. I'm afraid for her.
Your wife? Why for her?
Because I keep hurting her, deliberately. I do things like that accident this evening. I arranged it.
What?
Yes, on purpose. And if the flight of stairs had been longer, she might have been killed. That's what worries me, the possibility that one day I really shall kill my wife.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, yeah, well, call me back, will you? Oh, I'm sorry for that interruption, Mr. Rich. Now, where were we?
You were asking me about my parents, Doctor. I don't know what for.
Well, we don't have the time right now for a full psychiatric examination, but very often it isn't necessary in cases such as yours.
Well, how do you mean?
Oh, you're not a fool, Mr. Rich. You're an intelligent man. And I think you're probably suffering from some... shall we say, misunderstanding that exists between your conscious and subconscious mind.
You think so?
Yes. Now, what I propose to do at the moment is simply to find out a little about you. Then, if it appears necessary, I can recommend a good analyst you could consult.
Yes, but what have my parents got to do with it? This is a matter that concerns Lydia, me. Me trying to kill her, I mean.
Well, in such cases, sometimes the wife takes the place of the parent in the mind of the patient. Now, for instance, if, as a boy, you hated your mother, you could now be unconsciously transferring the hate to your wife.
Oh, but that's absurd. I didn't hate my mother at all.
No.
Oh, she was a wonderful woman and an excellent mother. No boy could have wished for better.
I see. She never scolded you, punished you, perhaps unjustly?
No, never. She never so much as used a harsh word to me.
Well, she sounds a very unusual mother. Well, then, perhaps she spoiled you instead.
Spoiled me? Mm. Oh, no, she didn't. In all fairness, I can't say she spoiled me. She was firm, but gentle.
I see. Tell me, as a boy, you must have at some time or another done something of which your mother disapproved? Something for which your child is punished?
Oh, I suppose I did, but she never punished me, never.
Can you recall any such occasion?
Well, it's quite a time since I was a child, you know.
What do you think? Try to remember some occasion. It may be helpful.
Oh, well, let me see, then. Oh, yes, there was the time I sneaked into the pantry and took a slice of seed cake. I was very fond of seed cake.
And what happened?
Oh, Mother knew I'd done it. She'd forbidden me to have any cake. It was not good for me, you know. That's what she said. When she asked me if I'd taken it, Well, I was frightened and I lied. She knew I was lying.
And what did she say?
Nothing. She just looked at me. And then she turned on her heel and walked away. She never spoke of it again.
Mm. Now, I want you to be careful answering this next question, Mr. Rich. How did you feel about all that?
Feel? Mm. Well, I felt guilty. I felt terribly guilty and ashamed. I could have died of shame.
Because your mother had found you out?
Yes. I would have given anything for her not to know what I'd done. Anything.
And
what? That's all.
Oh, no, it isn't. You think again. Try to remember about your mother. First of all, you felt you'd give anything to have her not know about your little crime. And later?
Later? I don't really know. I can't... Oh, that's right. Well... I knew I'd have to go on facing her day after day. And there would be other times when I would do something bad and she'd know.
And how did that make you feel about your mother?
I felt I wanted her not to be there. I wanted her dead. So I'd never have to face her again.
Well, we made it at long last, Sue.
I'm still recovering from the shock. I didn't believe you when you said you'd ring.
A policeman's word is as good as his bond.
I'll keep it in mind.
Yeah. What do you fancy to eat?
Oh, I don't know. You dream up something for me.
Okay. All I need is a waiter.
Mm. Can't see one. He looks as though he belongs to us.
Mm. Well, somebody will show up if we wait long enough. You're not in a hurry, though.
My day's my own. But haven't you got to go back and arrest some innocent bystander or something?
Oh, sure. I have a list of 6 innocent bystanders to be arrested immediately after lunch.
Talking of arresting, remember Stuart Rich?
That nuisance. What about him?
Nothing. Only maybe you should be arresting him.
We'd love that. But it so happens we're not obliged.
Well, what do you mean he'd love being arrested?
I shouldn't have said that. You're not supposed to talk shop.
Oh, neither am I. But I don't see that I owe Mr. Rich anything in the way of keeping secrets. He just came right out and told me.
Told you what?
That he's trying to kill his wife.
Eh? Oh, not you too.
Me too. Has he told you that?
Well, maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but seeing he's been at you as well, you're probably entitled to know.
Know what?
Well, that nut is always running to us, claiming we must stop him injuring his wife, maybe killing her.
The police, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's been to the police with the same story.
At least 4 times in the past 12 months.
Oh, good heavens.
We couldn't do anything about it. In any case, even if we believed him, we couldn't take action. No crime had been committed, as far as we could tell. And we can't arrest people for only thinking about committing a crime.
But this is extraordinary.
Stuart Rich, extraordinary? Don't you believe it, Sue? He's just another weirdo who likes to try for the limelight now and then.
How can you be sure of that?
Look. 4 times when he claimed to have caused accidents, little accidents, to his wife, we investigated. She claimed it was all rot, and she was right. There was no reason to suppose he had anything to do with injuring her. So if...
Ray, I think you should tell all this to Dr. Morgan at the hospital.
Dr. Morgan? Well, what for?
Because Mr. Rich wants to see him. And Dr. Morgan may run the risk of taking him seriously.
He's a fool if he does. Anyway, I don't need to see the doctor. If you like, you tell him what I said. And suggest he gets rid of Stuart Rich fast.
Well, here we are, back at the old jute mill once more.
Bart, what will I say to Dr. Morgan?
Dr. Morgan? About what?
Oh, you haven't been listening to a word.
Oh, all that stuff you got from Ray, what's his name, the boy in blue?
There's no need to make patronizing remarks about Ray Burbage. He's a good policeman, and a very nice chap, too.
So who said he wasn't both of those things?
I wouldn't mind so much if I thought you were jealous, but you're not. Just like to make rude comments on any man I go out with.
Can I help it if you're not choosy? Come on, let's get into the hospital.
But wait.
What now?
Will you have a word with Dr. Morgan about Stuart Rich?
Me? Well, why should I do that? He's not my patient.
He's Dr. Morgan's patient, isn't he? And what Ray told me may be of some interest.
Oh, dear. Well, just what did he tell you?
I went over the whole conversation with you in the car. You just didn't listen.
Your conversation was well laced with the funny stories the good detective told you over lunch. I don't care much for policemen's funny stories.
Well, never mind that. Listen. About Stuart Rich, Ray said he's been going to the police telling them he's trying to injure his wife.
Well, that should win him a lot of friends.
He said he's afraid he's going to kill her one day.
Well, that's even better.
And he told me the very same thing. Now, my guess is that Dr. Morgan spoke to him about that. He was with Dr. Morgan for the best part of an hour last night.
So?
So I think Dr. Morgan should be told what the police know.
Okay, get your boyfriend to tell the doctor.
That's just it. He won't do it. He told me to tell him.
And you don't want to do it either. Well, you'll make a fine pair of responsible citizens.
Well, I will see Dr. Morgan if I have to, but you know how he feels about me. He thinks I'm a dope.
The doc's a very clever and wise man.
Oh, stop making cracks. Will you see Dr. Morgan?
Am I right in assuming the police haven't been taking Stuart Rich seriously about all this murder business?
That's it. They checked up a couple of times he said he'd hurt his wife, and they found out he'd made it up. So they think he's a kook.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the doc might like to know about that. Especially if he's treating this character, or planning to send him to a psychiatrist or whatever.
Then you'll talk to Dr. Morgan? You see him more than I do, and I...
Stop carrying on. I give in. I'll pass your exciting information along. Leave it to me. That's what I wanted to talk about, Doc.
Yes, I was wondering why you were so curious.
Sue Powell's friendly with some policeman.
Oh, yes.
And he told her they have Stuart Rich tabbed as a crank.
They? The police?
Yes. He's always trying to convince them that he's feeling compelled to do things to harm his wife. But they've checked a few times he's reported this, and they've found she'd suffered ordinary accidents.
Nothing to do with Rich, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. So the police have placed the fellow in the same category as the cranks who are always confessing to murders for the heck of it.
That might change the picture. This information is reliable, you think?
Oh, sure, why not? Oh, I know you think Sue's a bit of a fathead. Well, she knows that, which is why she asked me to tell you all this.
Ah.
The boyfriend, the detective, well, he struck me as being sensible enough. I don't think he'd invent the story.
In that case, it looks as though Rich is simply imagining he's trying to hurt his wife, or kill her. Fantasy. Rather a different sort of case from what I thought at first.
Anyway, I thought you ought to hear about the police bit.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Bart. I'm glad you mentioned it. When Rich comes in, I'll... Dr. Morgan.
Detective Constable Burbage here, Doctor. Northside Station.
Oh, yes, Constable.
There's a car on the way to your hospital with an assault victim. A woman. She's strangled.
Yes?
The police surgeon is traveling with her. He felt she should get to hospital. She's still alive, but only just. A heart complication, I believe. The surgeon asked me to ring you so you could be ready.
We'll be ready. What was your name again?
Burbage. Ray Burbage. Detective Constable.
Good. And the name of this patient?
Lydia Marjorie Rich.
Rich? Did you say Rich?
What the dickens?
That's right. She's Stuart Rich's wife.
Stuart Rich's wife? Strangled.
Look, Mr. Rich, don't you think it would be nice to go away, annoy someone else for a change?
But I tell you, Constable, I did it. It was I who strangled my wife.
I suppose you know your wife died 10 minutes ago?
Yes, it's terrible, terrible. That makes me a murderer.
It doesn't make you anything
else. A murderer. And poor Lydia, she never hurt a fly in her whole life. I'm a monster, an absolute monster. I don't know how I could have done such a thing.
Neither do I. Now, please, Mr. Rich,
well, it's all your fault. I warned you about me. I warned you many times. I went to the police station and told you what I'm like.
Mr. Rich, you told us a pack of silly stories. We proved that.
No. It was the truth. I told you about this compulsion of mine, and you wouldn't believe me. And you wouldn't take any action. If you'd locked me up, this would never have happened. Lydia would have been alive.
Mr. Rich, if you don't stop annoying me, I'll be locking you up for another reason altogether. Is it or is it not a fact that you are out playing golf today?
Well, yes.
You're playing golf at the time your wife was strangled?
No. I left the course, you see, and came home.
Nobody saw you do that. We checked. Other members of the golf club say that you were at the links all afternoon.
No. They didn't see me go. And I went back to the links afterwards. You see...
Your house was burgled, Mr. Rich. Someone broke in and wrecked the place. And that someone was most likely the man who killed your wife.
I was the one... I broke in to make it look like a burglary.
Oh, for the love of heaven. Mr. Rich, if you went to all that trouble, why would you tell us now?
Because I'm normal now. When I did that, I was having one of my fits, I suppose you'd call them. But now I know how it all happened. I did it.
I know how it all happened, too, and I tell you...
Constable Burbage, I believe you were looking for me.
What? Oh, Dr. Morgan, yes, that's right.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. It's about Mrs. Rich, of course.
Yes.
Did you make him see sense, Doctor?
Sense? Oh, Constable Burbage, you mean?
No, I'm afraid not, Mr. Rich, I'm afraid not.
He's not going to arrest me?
Well, how can you expect him to do that? After all, the police have you noted down as a man who tells tall stories, you know.
Oh, yes, but they're not tall stories. You know that. You know what I'm like.
I'm not quite sure I do.
What?
Mr. Rich, when we talked before, I suggested to you that you might be transferring a subconscious resentment of your mother to your wife.
My late wife.
Oh, yes. Well, you remember I suggested that?
Yes, I remember it very well. That's why...
A further thought has occurred to me. I've been considering your case rather thoroughly since we last conferred.
That's very good of you.
And it's occurred to me that there is a distinct possibility that you might be suffering from a tendency to fantasy.
Fantasy? You mean making things up?
Yes.
Oh. Well, now you're sounding just like the police. That's what they said. I didn't expect a doctor, a man of your experience, could be so stupid.
I'm not being stupid at all. It's quite feasible that with this childhood guilt complex weighing on your mind, you could become addicted to making up stories about committing crimes in order to seek punishment for them.
Oh? Is that so?
Yes. It's the urging of your subconscious to be punished. Your mind is aware that you were not punished by your mother when you should have been, and therefore, perhaps it now goes out of its way to seek punishment.
But how interesting. Then that would account for my making things up, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes, it would.
I say, isn't that marvelous? I mean, to know that the police are right about my wife, that I couldn't have killed her.
Yes, I imagine that would be rather a relief. But on the other hand... Oh, excuse me a minute.
Yes, of course.
Dr. Morgan. Oh, yes, Constable. Were you able... Oh. Yes, I see. Well, it's lucky that it's all so cut and dried, isn't it? I mean, if he had known his mother, it would have been hard to upset the story. But if she died when he was born... And it blows his whole story sky high. Well, Mr. Rick?
Well, I suppose that's all, Doctor.
All? No, no, it isn't all. You heard my phone conversation with the constable just now.
Constable?
I think you rather overplayed your hand, you know. You made too much of this... so-called obsession of yours. It began to make me just a little suspicious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So I played a hunch and asked Constable Burbage to check up on your parents. He very quickly found out that your mother died when you were born.
You had no right to do a thing like that.
You had no right to kill your wife, Rich. No right at all. Oh, you were clever, I'll admit. You laid your plans very carefully. You steadily built a reputation for having some obsession about wanting to hurt her.
It was true. I told you all about it.
Yes, and about the mother you loved so dearly. But you never had a mother, either good or bad. At least, you certainly never knew your mother.
Well, that, yes, I made that up. But the rest, it was all true.
I don't think there's any truth in it at all. Because if you made up the story about your mother, how could the rest be true?
Doctor, you've got to help me.
You don't need my kind of help. Because you aren't insane, Rich. You aren't even neurotic. You are, in fact, a very cunning and cold-blooded killer.
No.
Yes. Now, the police are going to start a real check on you now, a very careful check. They'll discover something I'm sure is true, that you have done some painstaking psychological research.
You're mad. Mad.
Research that enabled you to talk to me as though you were a genuine case needing psychiatric help. You needed to make sure of your alibi. You needed to make sure the police would never believe you guilty of murder. That they would write you off as a crank.
Oh, I thought I'd covered everything. I was so careful.
Yes, you were. And you might have got away with it, too. But you should never have invented a mother you didn't really know, because she will be the cause of your being punished after all.
A casualty ward is like a great theater, but the players are drawn from real life, and not every story has a happy ending. So much depends on the night surgeon.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.